Have you ever kept a secret? I won't tell. Everyone keeps secrets for different reasons. They can range from white lies, embarrassing facts, surprises, they can be serious, or relationship threatening.
After conducting a small survey between two middle school classes, we learned that the vast majority of those we surveyed considered it justified to keep a secret, if it doesn't hurt anyone. However, secrets are very complicated things, with many different justifications and everyone having a different opinion on them. That's why we decided to have a conversation with some other middle school students discussing our different takes on secrets.
Why do people keep secrets?
To not like leak or expose anything sensitive.
I think it might be like to protect others or like their own dignity.
The reason why you might want to withhold secrets is someone might take advantage of that information.
I mean, blackmail is always a serious threat.
And those are based off of someone's secrets.
Yeah.
And another thing is, if no one kept secrets, then everyone would know what everyone else knew, and then that'd just be uncomfortable,
really...
and no one would like that.
You like to have, like, your own secrets, that way you feel better than other people, because you know something they don't.
I mean, personally, if someone, like, kept a secret from me, I would feel, like, very, like, naggy, and, like... very left out if I didn't know the secret. But then again, I would be really benefited if that secret was really embarrassing about me.
Well, sometimes when someone keeps a secret from me and I find out later, it's actually better that I found out later than right then, because I gained additional information before I got that secret. So sometimes keeping secrets for a while can actually be beneficial.
Adoption is one of the big secrets people keep often. It's telling people they're adopted when they're young, it kind of creates that barrier between the parent and the child.
Because the child...
That's really hard to overcome, because the child always keeps in mind that this isn't really my parents.
Lowers the sense of, like, trust.
But if you tell them when they, you know, turn 18 or something, it's gonna come off better.
Because as Jacob said, you'd be accumulating more knowledge, and that would prepare you for...
You know, you understand that these people care for you. It's not going to come off as well with an 8-year-old, as it's going to come off for an 18-year-old.
And yes, there'd definitely probably be the initial shock of learning that, and probably anger at your parents for not telling you sooner, but it would be worth not having to live through all that sense of low sense of self-worth that you might get from being told you were adopted from a young age.
Yeah.
Well, governments keep secrets.
I mean, yeah, those are bigger secrets, and they affect a lot more people, and then
it's for the common good.
You can't really just disclose like rocket information.
We later decided to expand on the topic of government secrets. So to do this, we had to have a conversation with someone a bit more knowledgeable on the subject.
Hi, my name is Richard Cannon. I work for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers here in Walla Walla.
What do you think makes it ethical for the government to keep certain secrets from public?
Okay, first let's talk about ethics.
Mm-hmm.
Ethics is pretty much moral conduct, moral codes. Mm-hmm. If everybody had the same moral code, we wouldn't have to keep secrets. But we don't, because each person is different, and we all have different ethics, and some people don't have ethics. So therefore, there's so much information out there that if it got into the wrong hands, it could hurt people or hurt industries or other things like that. And that's why the government keeps these secrets, not just the government, but, industry, everybody. Let's say that we're going to invade a country. We would keep those plans secret. That wouldn't be released to anybody. It's on a need-to-know basis type thing. So letting people know what it is until either the moment that it needs to be told or the moment that maybe it never needs to be released.
At what point would it be unjust for a government to not inform its citizens about something it was keeping under wraps?
Do we really want to release all the dirt, you know, that we know on everybody and everything, you know, all around the world to other part of the countries, and who's doing what to who, and, you know, the coup that's going to take place that we know about ahead of time, you know, that there's a lot of stuff that doesn't get released and it never will, you know, it's buried in the archives. If it was in the national interest to release the information to the public, then they would release it. It's the government. You know, I don't work in that end of it. I can tell you where I do work. Let's say one of the dams on the Snake River. We're not going to release the plans to that just because there's bad people out there, you know, that would take a look at those plans and go, gosh, I can use this as a weak point to blow the dam up. And, you know, then it will wash out all the other dams and kill a whole bunch of people downstream, you know, like the terrorists or something, if they wanted to do something like that. So we don't put that stuff out there where people can get to it. There are secrets out there that need to be released. There are some that just don't, you know.
So does a lot of it come down to weighing the advantages versus disadvantages of letting a secret out to the public?
Absolutely. If you look in our the U.S. laws in foreign disclosure of, like, let's say military information, it has to be advantageous to the U.S. government for us to release that to another country. Mm-hmm. We're getting something out of that. We're not just like, here, you know, here's a bunch of information, you know, do what you want with it. This might be something that, hey, we have some information that might help you out, you know, for this, like, weapon system or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so we would tell them stuff like that, but it's got to be advantageous to the U.S. government. We have to have agreements. And it's the same thing with the people that are cleared. Like, I have a security clearance. But in order for me to, like, I don't have general access to all this information just because I have this level of security clearance. I have to have a need to know that stuff. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I don't have access to it.
So the what the government also has to factor in whether not only about how it would affect the public, but also how other countries would process certain information.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Public release is public.
Yeah.
You know, now don't get me wrong. There's also public release, you know, if you want to think about this, that let's say that there's some huge floods or something, you know, that we're coming down these rivers. Public release might be something as simple as the city, state, or federal government, you know, warning everybody downstream, hey, you know, there's water coming, you know, get ready for it. But then there's public releases that, you know, okay, we, if you went to, like, let's say the last presidential impeachment stuff, there's a whole bunch of stuff, and they call it redactment. They go in and they blackline a bunch of stuff in there that they don't want released to the public that they didn't have up in the main courtroom, but it was held down in the chambers. Mm-hmm. So they got the transcripts, which is public record, but there's things in there that they don't need released to the public. So they'll go in and they'll blackline all that before it all goes out. And that's called a redactment. And that's non-releasable information that was in that, which might have been it's not so much a secret, but it might be personal information, because the government just can't release they call it personal identifiable information, PII. That would be like me going and releasing your name, social security number, where you live. And HEPA is, I don't remember the acronyms, you know, what it stands for, but that was release of, like, your medical records and stuff. You can't just release this stuff. And that, you know, that's the doctor, that's the school here even doesn't release your PII. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of different types of information that, you know, is not so much government control, but it's mandated by the government that it can't be released. And the schools, the hospitals, the doctors, they have to follow those guidelines. So, and that's just protecting your interest. So, like I said, you know, if this wasn't such an unethical world, nobody'd care what your social security number was. Mm-hmm. But now people steal your identity and go open credit cards in your name. So that's why it has to be protected.
So do you think secrets are a necessary part of the world we live in?
In the world we live in.
Okay.
If we didn't have a, like I said, if it wasn't an ethical mess, we wouldn't have to worry about things like that.
Mm-hmm. So to sum it all up, while we didn't discover the big secret behind secrets, we did come to the conclusion that while secrets aren't always our favorite thing, they're just another large part of the world we live in. And while there isn't really a correct way to determine if a secret is justified to keep, a world without them would be very uncomfortable for everyone.